Well, I think, and I just have to share this, I think it's so incredible to see our children act out the nativity story. I think it makes the story of Jesus coming to earth the more real for them and for us. Now, I have to apologize to you that while we celebrated Christmas today, we're still on the second candle. We're still in the second Sunday of Advent, preparing for the coming King. So if we can, let's get back into that mode. We still will be singing some Christmas songs throughout the rest of the service, but remember that we should be thinking more, O come, Emmanuel. Now, I want you to imagine, if you would, that you're on a long trip, and your GPS keeps talking to you. Anybody here have a GPS? Some of us might have more than one. Do you ever ignore the little voice on that box? It's coming, or it might be coming from your in-dash navigation system. The most hated phrase coming from it is recalculating. You hear that? Well, why does it speak to you and say that? Because it's a subtle warning that you're headed in a direction that's different from the prescribed route. It's going to tell you what to do next to get back to the quickest route to your destination. John the Baptist was the GPS for Israel. And they kept ignoring his message. His message was repent, which literally means turn around. Turn away from the behavior that you're doing and get on the right track. They didn't want to hear that. They didn't want to hear his recalculating message. Now, when it comes to warning messages, they don't come any clearer or stronger than the Apostle Peter's in 2 Peter 3, 3 to 18. His recalculating message is more like, look out, than recalculating. He warns the scoffers who will follow their own evil ways, their own evil desires. He warns of destruction. He gives us the message that we are to live holy and godly lives. In other words, turn away from unholy or ungodly behavior and follow biblical holy lives. How do we do that? Well, one way that we can live more godly lives is to be reading the Bible daily. And I mean daily. God wants to speak to you today. But in order for you to hear him, you need to read his word, the Bible. He can then speak to you and direct your life, guiding your steps and your behavior. My friends, in closing, let Jesus, the word of God, and his written word be your GPS to keep you on course and remind you when you need to recalculate.